Listening 2. Skills for listening. Listening for detail. 1.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. That's the end of the mock interview.
Thank you. Phew, that was tough.
Well, it was your first time, right? Don't worry too much. The important thing is to learn from it. Now, let's go over some points that I noted during the interview.
Yes, that will be really useful.
The first thing was your body language. That needs a lot of work. Frankly, you looked nervous. Your hands were fidgeting, and you didn't make enough eye contact.
Was it really bad?
It wasn't great. Watch the video recording later by yourself.
I definitely need more interview practice. To be honest, I'm a bit shy and, you know, I've never liked speaking in public.
One thing you can do is practice at home in front of a mirror. Seriously. It will help you gain confidence. Sit in front of a big mirror and imagine that you're being asked questions in an interview. Say your answers out loud and pay attention to your body language.
Sure, I'll try that.
Another way is to do mock interviews with your friends, like a role play. It's fun and it will give you more practice.